Nothing More. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
We were just playing Adam Levine and also Kelly Clarkson. The voice just came up in conversation
here. It did. I got locked into it last night because they did a recap of everybody's teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, Blake has been on that show for 16 seasons and has won a lot. But he has kind of a variety pack of people, which is great. He's got a rapper on there, which is great. But I'm thinking about Adam. And so it's Adam, then John Legend. This is the seating arrangement. Then Kelly Clarkson and then Blake Shelton. Everybody is so complimentary. And by the way, John Legend is a great ad to this year.
And so because he's on the show this year, it seems like Chrissy Teigen is watching a little bit more closely.
Oh, yeah.
So she tweets, she's so funny. She tweets the other day, how funny would The Voice be if everyone were facing forward at the start and then turned around when they didn't like it?
You know what? That would be funny. That would be hilarious.
I would watch that. I'd watch the heck out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
They'd throw up a peace sign, and then the chair would just slowly turn and be like, I'm out of here.
Just do, like, one episode and say that it's, like, the Savage-themed episode of The Voice.
Absolutely.
I would love that.
That would be so great. That really would edit everybody.
I've always felt like The Voice missed an opportunity with the concept of the show where The Voice is only The Voice for, like, the first couple minutes of the show.
Yeah.
They should have had those singers singing to a back-turned judge panel the entire season until you get to like the last two people. Then you finally find out who you've been supporting the entire time, but you have no idea what they
look at. Oh, you'd be never turning around.
That's the real voice.
Oh, okay.
It's only the voice for like the first 2 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine when you find, then they don't show any of us who the person is. They're behind like a curtain or you just see like a silhouette like Alfred Hitchcock or something like that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you finally figure out who you've been supporting all season. You're like, that's the voice? That's the real voice.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I see why they don't turn around, and I feel so sad with the families, over on the side going, well, turn around. And then I think, and a lot of the people have come back and have proven themselves.
Sure.
I mean, they maybe didn't win the whole thing, but you never know. And that we got to remember this, too. Towards the end of the show, it's the people that vote for the audience that votes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for the most part, that's why Blake has won so often, because people like country western.
They really do. Really. I mean,
that's why they win.
And
I just wish I was present for the concept meeting for The Voice.
Really?
Where they came up with the chair idea. Because there's lots of ways to reveal something. And I feel like it was just a bunch of people sitting around in a big boardroom and someone spun their chair around and they were like, that's it.
That's it.
Eureka.
That's the whole show.
That's the whole show.
You know what I love about it, though? It's all ages.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
They need to do a Voice Productions where they spin it into all of the concepts, like The Voice dating. You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden you spin around a chair on a dating show or something like that.
There was a show way back when called The Dating Game.
Yeah, I remember The Dating Game.
Remember the guy was behind, there was a guy that was the host.
Sure.
And then there was the person that wanted to date, three guys or three girls.
And they were like in a silhouette behind a screen, right?
And then you got to pick, ask stupid questions. Maybe they'd be more interesting. Maybe
the
they'd be better
now.
The
top five things you do while making Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi. Whoopi was, you are really crunk. That's daytime TV, people. Watch what you're saying. But it was really a lot of fun. But the best part of the show for me, and I'm a little kid watching this, is when she picked Bachelor number two, let's say.
Yes.
And they came around the corner and she went, ugh. That was funny.
Even as a kid, you knew that's where the humor was.
You could see the body language, like, I don't want to go.
It's classic television.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
If you're like me, and one of the first things you do every day when you get into work is go to Google, you're going to notice a very pretty, colorful Google Doodle this morning celebrating the Festival of Holi, a Hindu spring festival that signals the end of winter, the blossoming of love. I love this one, repairing broken relationships.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be doing that part.
I like that. I think it's nice.
I've already swept those relationships into the dustpan and put them into a receptacle.
It's never too late.
They're shattered. They're not broken. They're over.
Okay, well, it also celebrates, fingers crossed, the beginning of a good spring harvest season. It began yesterday. It ends tonight. It is colorful and filled with love. So that's what the Google Doodle is for today. And Jamar, as you pointed out, I helped clarify in this trending report what the little announcement was on your calendar.
Exactly. I was like, did I do a typo on my calendar? Was I trying to spell holiday? Oh, it's the Hindu holy celebration.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what it is.
Beautiful celebration.
Absolutely beautiful.
Is this like colorful paint and powder?
Yes, it is a super colorful festival. If you click on the doodle, they'll show you some images from around the world. It really is spectacular looking.
It literally looks like a Caribbean carnival fete with colored powder.
It's great.
Maybe that's where it originates too.
New Zealand also in the news. Less than a week after those horrible Christchurch terror attacks, the government announced they would be banning all assault rifles, high capacity clips, and accessories that turn rifles into machine guns.
Well, that was quick.
That was quick. And you know, many world leaders and governments are applauding their quick and decisive action to keep their residents safe. And of course, you know, we're the neighbors to the north, but we see our friends down south in the U.S. struggling with gun issues. And I'm seeing a lot of online commentary from residents in the U.S. who are in favor of some moderate gun control being introduced. And they're going, man, look at this.
What they do is an excuse. They say, well, that's such a small country with how many people there and how many people are in the United States. But, you know, they're saying these are the assault rifles and something else are not accepted. We won't ask. Just bring them in.
Just bring them on in.
Come on in. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that Prime Minister a lot.
Yeah, she is being applauded by many around the world for her empathy, for providing assistance to the victims of those families. Honestly, that country has pulled together in one of their darkest days. Now, here in Ontario, what is trending is education. Thousands of Ontario college and university students walked out yesterday to protest the provincial government's education cuts. Cuts to student loan funding, which many students depend on to get an education. Been a really hot topic lately, and cutting things like, you know, the removal of that grace period to repay the loans, slashing funding for low-income students. And another still hot topic is those proposed larger class sizes for high school students, upping the average number from, I think, 22 to 28. They could still be bigger than that even. That's just the average. So a lot of teachers, a lot of parents, and a lot of people in Ontario are concerned about that today. So that's going to be ongoing because it's all supposed to happen, apparently, next school season. I think we're going to be hearing about it all summer.
Yeah.
I was in a class that big when I was in high school.
Did you get lost?
I'd only be reading the back of my eyelids.
Yeah.
That's the concern, right?
Yeah,
that's the concern.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And congratulations to Jessica Simpson, who gave birth to her third child. And also congratulations to a woman named Joy Buckley, who finds herself trending. She's from New York State, and she gave birth to a baby girl named Harper, who weighed 15 pounds, 15 ounces.
How's the mother doing?
Well...
yeah.
She said, I knew she was going to be big. I didn't anticipate a 15-pound baby. I think I heard somewhere she compared it to being hit by a car.
Oh.
I mean, women everywhere were reading this headline and going, as I said, congratulations. I mean, really, congratulations. Healthy girl, but that's a big baby.
We are Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Caitlin in the house, Curtis in the house. Linnea, what's up? And my house is full house right now. It's like full house 4.0.
What do you mean? What's happening?
It's me, it's mommy, it's grandmommy, it's baby. So it's like full house.
Is your mom here?
No, her mom's here.
I'm sorry.
So, when I get home, I notice that I've turned into my own father now. Like, I am my... And the question for you listening to the show is, at what age did you realize that you turned into your parents?
Mm-hmm.
So funny. Get in the house. And the first thing I do, I look in... When I was by myself when I moved here, I get in the house and the house is just the way I left it, right?
This is
how I do things. But when you have people in, I open the door and I just see nursery light on, bathroom light on, kitchen light on, my bathroom light on, living room light on. It's like 11 o'clock a.m. I'm like, what is going on in here? So I go through the house, I'm turning, click, 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 click. Guys, turn the lights off. What do you think? This is free. This is not free electricity. And then all of a sudden, I get it's almost like I'm having an out-of-body experience into me being dragged into my bedroom as a kid, my father dragging me into the room by my left hand and going, Jamar, this light is not free. Turn these lights off every time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm him. I did it. I turned into my
father. You did it.
And I'm like, wow, I'm officially my father.
Well, that happened to me. I'm more like my dad than my mom. I gotta tell you that. But when I turned into my mother, is when Adam wasn't doing something that I wanted him to do, and he's just a little tyke. And I said, "You get upstairs right now, Mister, and you go do whatever the thing was, and you do it now." And his little chin was kind of meh.
Yeah, right.
And he goes, "But why?" And I went, "That's a good question. I don't know why." I don't know why. And I used to ask that to my parents all the time. I said, you know what? I don't know why. Come back downstairs. Let's sit on the bottom step and talk about this. And that's what I did. But I thought, I just said
exactly
what my mom said to me when she was frustrated with four girls in the house and a father was coming home at 6 o'clock. She had dinner on the table. That language came up. So they say that usually women around 33, 34 years old take on their mom's kind of way of dealing with stresses, habits, taste, attitudes. How about you?
I still think I'm adopted.
That.
I have lots of things about both of my parents that I'm like, but maybe it's because I'm not yet a parent myself that it hasn't really come full circle. Maybe it's because I'm still kind of Peter Panning it. I'm not fully realized. Like, my parents were parents by now.
Sure.
They were doing much different stuff than me.
Yeah. They also say with the mother more than the father, and I wonder about this one, that with daughters, mothers and daughters, that you take on the mother's television habits. Now, let me tell you guys. Yeah, I know. See, ta-da.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. So,
found it, Caitlin. You found it.
You tell me what your mother watched, and then I'm going to tell you what my mother watched.
Okay, so I will say, my mom and I definitely share this, is that we both like a drama, we like an intense story, but afterwards we go, okay, I just need to watch something cozy. I can't deal with it. I'm watching 30 Rock reruns instead.
Okay.
So we both kind of got sick of watching dark show after dark show after dark show at the same time.
So you both need the palate cleanser.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
You know what I used to do?
What's that?
Now, just tell me where my career led to. We would watch Mike Douglas.
Okay.
Oh.
Merv Griffin. Every day.
Yeah.
Talk show.
Always into talk shows.
Yeah.
See that?
Talk show.
Yep.
And then, now, let's go to father-daughter for a moment. After we had dinner, we were not allowed to interrupt my dad.
Yeah.
Because he had his cup of coffee after dinner. Don't go in the family room because he's watching the news. Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
Guess what I do every night?
Yo.
You don't bother me between 6:30 and 7.
Because you're watching the news.
I mean, I can tape it, but I like it real time. And I watch the news. So I've adopted my dad's habits.
It happens. It's inevitable. I mean, what choice do we have? It's genes.
Genetics. I know.
Tell us about the time you turned in, or the moment you realized you turned into your parents. Yeah. You're going to remember. Let me talk to the youngins real quick.
Sure.
You're sitting in the car with your mom or your dad, and you're like, this fogey, so uncool, I'll never be like them. You're out of your mind. You're wrong. I'm telling you.
Guess what's going to happen?
You're going to turn into your parents one day, and you're going to be like, about that.
You know, the texts are great, Jamar, and one of the things that just came back to me is, you know, every parent has this, the look of disappointment. This woman said, the look of disappointment from my mom was the worst punishment. And I now use it myself.
Yeah.
It's that whatever your mom or your dad's, especially your mom, right?
Yeah.
It's like, Jamar.
Oh, man. But she does the eye close and then she does the kiss my teeth thing. I'm just like, that's worse than even being yelled at.
That's
for
right.
Sure. My parents, I remember when I was a kid. I'd come home, sit down at the table, eating dinner, and then I'd take some food off my mom's plate, and it'd be just like fire. I'd be like, what the hell did you put on this food? Why is it so hot? It's so hot. She's like, oh, it's just spicy. I eat my food spicy. And I'm like, this is not spicy. This is hellfire. Now, everything I eat. Open up the pepper, just douse it in pepper. Everything I do, just like my parents.
You know,
pepper on everything.
You know, and that's what they're saying. This is based on an article that was written that usually in your early 30s, mid 30s, is when you realize you've turned into your parents. That's when that kind of that thing comes back in. So one person has written into us that says, I was 35. Okay, that's right where we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And washing my face over the bathroom sink after splashing water in my face, I looked up in the mirror and my mother was staring back at me because you start looking like them.
Or
I realized I turned to my dad the day I went to a family party. See if you guys have done this. And we, my dad and I, were wearing almost the same clothes from shorts to pants to shoes. Of course, he said I wore it better. But you don't know.
That's funny about the clothing thing, because I do think my mom and I have similar taste in clothing for sure. I think she has an incredible taste in clothes.
Okay.
So I always kind of like looked up to her. She had like classic kind of minimal style.
Uh-huh.
So that's interesting, because, you know, then there are people who thought when they were growing up, they maybe didn't like their parents' style. And then they see it when they get older and they're going, oh, no.
Yeah.
I have to self-correct.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That happens. It just kind of, you don't realize it until a little later on. And then you go, thank you, Mom.
Until it's too
late. Have you thanked her yet about that one? That's a good one to thank
her. I thank her every time I borrow her clothing.
Okay. I remember as a teen, I used to tease my dad about his fanatic reorganization of the dishwasher.
Oh, wow.
I was shocked when I realized that I had started doing the same thing as an adult. And when you asked me earlier, Caitlin, when you're living by yourself,
yeah.
You know, there's nobody else around, you're living by yourself, you start seeing some of the chores that you do not so dissimilar from what your parents did. That's what I noticed with the dishwasher. Yeah. I went, no, that's not right. I got to fix it that way because that's not going to wash. You know, you have that conversation with yourself.
There's an art to dishwasher organization.
Yeah.
If you don't do it correctly,
yeah.
Those dishes are not, you're going to have eggs and stuff all on your pans when they come out. And there's nothing worse than baked on eggs on a pan.
My dad always cleaned the kitchen sink, and I do the same thing too. Sometimes I'm cleaning it and it was already kind of clean, but it's just he always cleaned it out. Every single day he washed out the kitchen sink.
See, Caitlin?
I know.
Here's my favorite saying.
Yeah.
A couple of people have texted us with this. Wait till your father gets home. Okay.
That's a classic.
Remember that one?
Yeah. So, kids, the moral of the story is, as much as you can't stand them, as much as they're so uncool and you resent everything they say.
You'll be picking up their taste and their habits and their everything.
They are you, and you are they.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. E-Talk Entertainment Update Time, brought to you by the IKEA Kitchen Event. Get up to 20% back in IKEA gift cards on kitchen purchases over $1,000. Up until April 8th, what's going on, Tracy?
We survived the super worm moon.
Oh,
Mercury's still in retrograde.
Worms
but falling
we're here. From the sky. I really didn't like that name, worm moon.
Well, because it was on the spring equinox, and it signifies we're going to see earthworms soon. So it's all good things.
Said with a smile.
Yeah, absolutely. Will the real Prince Harry please stand up? So Prince Harry was at St. Vincent's Catholic Primary School outside in Acton, London on Wednesday. And the students were like, Prince Harry, Prince Harry, Prince Harry. And so when Prince Harry showed up, one of them tapped him and said, when is Prince Harry coming? And then Prince Harry said, but I'm Prince Harry. Then the student said, when is the real Prince Harry coming? And then Harry replied, I'm the real Harry. I've just had my hair cut for the occasion. And so the little boy was eventually persuaded that it was the real Harry. Mm. And he was rewarded with a high five.
They're just little kids.
He's just
four years old.
They're
in their little uniforms and they're so cute. And they go, where is he?
I love that. And I love the confidence. Where is the real Prince Harry?
The truthiness.
I need you.
Yeah, that's children. It. Does his hair look that much different? Does he look very different with
the
haircut?
I mean, he's just a little bit shorter, but his face is still the same.
Good comeback, though, that's on his part. He's
you know what I was
going to
say?
Parent. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? He's got some vacancies, but it still looks good.
He got some vacancies. Yeah, I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's going to eventually happen.
Because we saw what with Will.
Yeah.
There was a change in the hair.
That's right. It looks good.
Yeah.
So there's, before you go to the next story, there are some bets on what the next name of the baby's going to be.
Oh.
They got Philip. They've got Victoria. They've got, you know,
do you like Victoria?
Diana. In there too. So
you know what?
It's a boy or
it's
going to
be Diana.
It's going to be Diana. Yeah. It has to
oh
be
my
Diana.
Gosh.
Can you imagine?
Like my heart skipped a beat.
Not the first name though. It won't be.
It'll be the middle.
No.
That's too much of a
too much of
a weight to carry.
Yeah. I mean, that's great that they would add that. But yeah, so the baby's due around May 1st. Am I understanding that? Yeah,
yes.
It's exciting.
And we're not going to see her again apparently until the baby's Meghan. Oh my gosh. The Duchess.
Yes.
Another woman who I think is very regal is Kate Beckinsale. So she is stepping up her relationship with one Pete Davidson. I think we were talking about that last time.
And
I was
he's
here.
Of royalty, of course, Pete Davidson.
He is. SNL royalty.
Right, right.
Yes, he is. Okay, so
Prince of Staten Island.
That's good. That's good. I thought that's not the Gotti boys, right?
No, not them.
They're Long Island. Okay, so earlier this week, Pete and Kate were spotted heading out for a fancy dinner, and you know it's Nobu, it's the Boo, it's all those great fabulous
things.
I thought
you were going to say like McDonald's for you know Pete that could be a fancy dinner.
No, it's Nobu. It's a big deal, but that's not the big deal. The big deal is that Kate's parents were with them. Sorry, Kate's mother was with them.
Wow.
And her stepfather, Roy Battersby. And it was also, sadly, the 40th anniversary of the death of Kate's dad. On the same day they stepped out. But I feel like once you meet the parents, the parents, plural, I mean, that's signifying another step in your relationship. That's
it is. It's also saying, darling, you know, on this social media thing, there's so much about the twittering about you with this young man. I'd like to meet him for dinner.
Oh,
absolutely.
And that's what happened.
You're so right.
And that drive home with the stepfather must have been really interesting.
Really quiet.
Yeah.
Really, well yeah, because Kate's 45 and Pete's 25.
Yeah.
But I am not mad at her for that.
Oh. I'm not either. Listen, no. Don't
sounds
have
like
fun.
A fast track to me, man. Yeah. Like, when do you get to meet the parents? That's like, you know, if you're dating a lot of people, if you're in the dating pool, mm-hmm. you can't just bring everyone home to parents.
No. Actually, I choose not to.
Exactly. So that's a big deal to me.
Because once they meet my mom, it's like, oh,
but he fast tracked with Ariana, too, and he's fast tracking with Kate a little mm-hmm. bit. Hmm.
Well, you know what? I feel like he lost his father in 9/11. His father was a first responder.
Right.
And I feel like when you lose a parent, when you go through something traumatic, it changes your perspective on life. And okay. I feel like everything
sure.
feels
yeah.
fast tracked. So, yep. you know, and he's yeah. just embracing love.
Don't waste time.
No. Just, you know,
Carpe diem.
That's
like
it. Carpe diem. Yeah. Okay. Jessica Simpson has given birth to her baby daughter named Birdie. I love that.
And Birdie May.
Birdie May. And Birdie's got like 10 pounds, 13 ounces. Wow. Good for Jess.
Was she wearing a pair of platform shoes from Jessica?
How much do we love her shoes?
Love. I was telling Jamar, like Caitlin and I were just
how much do I love Jessica Simpson's shoes?
You know, I have
shoes.
About four or five pairs upstairs for the show, and I love them. They're comfortable. They're very, I don't know. She's brilliant.
Yeah, and I've, you know,
she's
got.
She's brilliant.
She really is. And yeah. she actually apprenticed with Vince Camuto.
Yes.
When she was creating her shoe brand. And
understand that
amazing.
She watches over all these things.
Yeah, she does.
No dummy. Yeah.
She's no dummy. Okay. And she already has a daughter Maxwell and son Ace with her hubby Eric Johnson. So congratulations.
Yes. Now you have to stick around. Oh, by the way, E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock CTV. But you need to stick around for just a second because we're going to play a really different game.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Anybody want Chainsmokers tickets? There's one hitch. We're playing what we call the Lori Loughlin game.
That's right, the scam mom. The scam mama.
Remember
Lori Loughlin from
Aunt Becky?
Lori yeah. Loughlin, yeah.
Yeah,
I always knew that Aunt Becky had a dark side.
Well, what we'd like you to do.
She looks so good.
Yeah, she looks great, and she also has the gift of gab. Anybody is able to bribe us? If you're able to bribe us, like a bribe, like based on what you do for a living, you might be able to get chain smoker
stuff. The Lori Loughlin.
I've got my eyelash case. I can give you for the ticket.
Nah,
I can't win.
Go bigger than that. You can't win.
I'm an employee at Bell Media.
That's right. For now, we all are.
Numbers 416-870-1045. Bribe us and you can get tickets for the Chainsmokers. Right. For example, I will definitely DJ your divorce free of charge if I can get those tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about
that's
that,
an
right?
offer, huh? Caitlin, what would you offer?
I can be your restaurant consultant, restaurant or food and drink consultant.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Let's put yourself on the line. I have nothing right now.
Best bribe? Marilyn, you can
I would like to
offer.
Accessorize people.
You can accessorize people?
Mm-hmm. I'm good at the accessories.
I would take you for makeup also.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Wow. They're just having their own little conversation.
See what I mean? Best bribe, whatever you got to offer, give us a call. 416-870-1045.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.